Welcome to the Empowered Whistleblower Podcast. Are you one of many Americans who are tired of people being bullied and discriminated? You are not alone. Bullying has a rippling effect on the person who is being harassed and everyone associated with the bullied person. The targeted adult or child may have been physically or psychologically bullied. They often bring home their anguish with them, and this can have a crippling effect on everyone associated with the one who's being bullied or discriminated. It's time to shed some light on how to reduce bullying in the school systems, how to create safe and healthy work environments for employees. I blow the whistle on how to protect yourself if you're being bullied and educate listeners on their rights if they're being bullied or discriminated. I bring in the best experts who provide empowering strategies, tips on resiliency, how to handle the experience of being bullied or discriminated, how to heal and overcome the effects of being mistreated. If you are ready to gain knowledge and insights on bullying and discrimination, you are in the right place. Welcome to the Empowered Whistleblower Podcast. Welcome to the Empowered Whistleblower. I'm Dawn Westmoreland, your host. Today, I have Chip Fisher. Chip Fisher is someone who has helped people who are depressed, anxious, they have pain, they have insomnia. He is part of a team that has created a device. And I'm reading a testimonial from the Wall Street Journal. Does it work? Columbia University psychiatrist Richard P. Brown says he has used the device with 400 severely depressed patients and that more than 70% find relief, about twice the rate of antidepressants. Depression is a very serious topic. We have a lot of depression and anxiety, and it's not just in the United States, all around the world. It's something I've suffered from, and I bring on our guest, Chip Fisher, so he can tell you why he was part of this team and a little bit about the history. Come on, Chip, and tell everybody all about yourself and why this device was created.
Thanks, Dawn. Thanks for having me on the show. So I am a businessman. I came across the technology, the medical device that we now sell, which is the Fisher Wallace Stimulator, in 2006, actually quite by accident through a number of friends. The inventor of the device, whose name was Saul Liss, he invented it with his brother Bernard Liss in the late 80s, early 90s, had passed, and their family wanted to sell the company and the technology, and we came along. My first partner, Martin Wallace, who was a cell biologist and an addictionologist, knew Dr. Liss. He'd actually been stuck in a building in 9/11 and had post-traumatic stress disorder, and nothing was working. He was drinking and doing things to try to help himself. None of it worked. Some of it was rather harmful. And he came across this device and used it, and it really was very restorative, helped him restore his sleep, stop the nightmares, and basically did a lot of things therapeutically that were very beneficial. Then he started to use it in his practice as an addictionologist to help people titrate off of opioids and also treat mental health symptoms, and that was very successful. So when Saul died, we had the opportunity to purchase the technology, which we did in early 2007, and we started the company then. Unfortunately, my first partner passed as well a year later, and so I have a new partner as of 2009, Kelly Roman, who is a businessman as well, and he and I have built the company up over the course of the last 10 years. We now sell many thousands of these, and the device is FDA cleared for depression, anxiety, insomnia, and also chronic pain on the body. We also have clearances in Europe. We sell it all over Europe, as well as we're now going into Mexico. We have also have clearances in Brazil and Canada to market it. And the good news is in the States, we just got our first state to cover it through Medicaid, which is the state of Maine. So anyone who has Maine care can get one of the devices without paying for it. And we have quite a few doctors now who are prescribing it there. And we hope to add other states over time, hopefully in 2018, to cover the device as well. So it's been a very exciting 10 years, and it's really been a very enjoyable journey. My interest in this topic came about because I've actually suffered from depression mostly seasonal affective disorder my whole life. I'm fine in the summer, not great in the winter. And I, in the 90s, used some pharmaceutical drugs to treat the problem. Some of them worked, some of them didn't, but I found that a lot of them had side effects that I really didn't like, and that it changed my personality. And so I really didn't enjoy being on them. And so when this came along, the problem having still been unsolved in mid-2000s for me, I was delighted to use this, and I had a great experience with it. So I thought that, and on top of all of the research that we inherited, the successful research, smaller studies, but still some very good ones, I felt that this had enormous potential. And so we bought the patents and started to sell the devices, and now we sell quite a few of them.
So you really answered the why you created it, or were you a part of a team? And I can appreciate what you're saying about being on pharmaceuticals. I'm not knocking pharmaceuticals. Some people probably need it. Some people probably don't need it. But if you could use a device like this and get yourself off medicine, that's really incredible. So I'd like to know more about this device. Could you describe the device and how you use it, Chip?
Yes, it's a handheld home use device. It's very small. It works on two AA batteries, and it uses chip technology. The device has two wires that come out of it with sponge applicators, which you wear under a headband. You have to wet the sponges and put them under a headband. And basically, the device uses a very mild form of alternating current to stimulate key neurotransmitters. It stimulates serotonin, beta endorphin, dopamine, and it also lowers cortisol, the stress hormone. The advantage is that you can use it at home any time of day or night. We recommend using it. It's a 20-minute session. We recommend using it twice a day for 30 days. You don't have to use it twice a day, but we feel that that's a better course of action, especially for the first 30 days. And then on a maintenance basis after that. So if sometimes people really only need it two or three times a week. Some people need it every day. So it really depends on the patient. And it has four different levels. It's a 4 milliamp device, which is really de minimis. So it's very easy to use and portable, and can be used by patients of all ages. We don't have any serious side effects. One out of 250 people, it may trigger insomnia if you use it too close to bedtime, but that's very rare. One out of 500 patients may report a mild headache, but that's basically it. So it's it doesn't have the side effect profile of other therapies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really impressive that it can help so many people. And one out of 500, wow, that's, I deal with headaches every day. I mean, I would love to use your device. So I know a little bit about your background, but would you tell the audience, you know, what's your degree? How did you have the experience to even create something like this, be part of it?
Sure. Well, I actually have a degree in English literature. I don't have a specific business degree, nor does my partner. My partner and I are both businessmen, and we learned everything on the job. Starting many years ago. I've been in business for 40 years, and I've run many different companies, mostly consumer companies. So I really like I like consumer products, and I like trying to understand how to take something good and explain it and then sell it and have people enjoy the experience of a positive product. So I've run businesses in the advertising field and consumer products, as well as food and consulting. So I've been in different industries. Now, my specific interest in electronics comes from my family background. Actually, my family owned a company called Fisher Radio, which is not around anymore, but it was one of the largest companies making electronics and electronic components, mostly high fidelity. But we made speakers and amplifiers and tuners and phonographs. This is from about, my father founded it in 1937, and we sold it in 1969. So so I always had an affection for electronic products as a child, but mm-hmm. The company was long gone by the time I was of age. So this was really rather exciting, and it sort of harked back to my interests earlier on. So that was the connection. But I have had, both my partner and I have had a great deal of experience in terms of marketing and advertising. And we have a medical advisory board that advises us on research and the device itself. And we meet bi-yearly. So it's very, it's great. We have, we're very involved with physicians, and we communicate with them all the time, as well as with researchers. We're also doing a lot of research. We've published on, we actually published on bipolar depression a couple of years ago at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. It's the first time, and it was a very successful pilot study, and it was the first time that a device has been shown to treat bipolar depression. There are clearly drugs that have been shown to treat it as well, but this is the first time that a device has. We've also done, we did a very large study with on opioid addiction with Phoenix House, which is one of the largest centers of addiction treatment in the country, showing the device treating both anxiety and insomnia during the first 20 days of detox, which helps people to stay in rehab longer. So we're hoping, and we enjoy working with addiction centers, and we do it all over the country, to help them stabilize patients. The device has actually also been studied for the treatment of addiction. We have older studies. We're not specifically cleared for marketing it for addiction, but as a as an adjunct therapy, at the very least, it's very effective in helping treat opioid addiction, which is and its component symptoms, so this, the mental health symptoms, which is a very big part of that. So so there's a lot of exciting things happening, and we really enjoy, you know, branching into new fields and having the device work and showing its usefulness in different arenas.
Well, I like that because, you know, last night I had a talk with a gentleman who, when he was younger in his, you know, 20s, suffered from bipolar, and all the medicine that he was on actually made things worse. And it took years before they got the right kind of medication. So I could see this helping somebody like that. So if there is somebody out there, and I've talked to people who say, you know, their pharmaceutical medicine's not helping them, they can't stand the side effects. And I remember the side effects myself when I was on it. Can this replace medicine? Can this replace pharmaceutical?
It can, absolutely. I mean, we have many patients who come to us because they want to titrate off of medication. There are also a lot of patients who need to remain on some sort of medication. And the good thing about the device is that there are no contraindications for using it with medication. So if someone needs to have a small dose of X plus using the device, they can do so without issue. So we do, the answer is yes, we do have a lot of patients who come to us, especially those who are interested in titrating off of sleeping medication, which can be addictive and have side effects. But we're, you know, we are not anti-pharma. We realize that drugs work for some people and devices work for others. So we're very open to basically, you know, whoever comes to us, this is, you know, we sell this device on, you know, if you're buying it at full price, it's a 30-day return policy. And, you know, if it doesn't work for you, then back it comes. But we have a high enough success rate that we really don't get very many of them back. And most people, most patients have a positive effect, at least in one of the symptoms that we treat. So most find that it's very efficacious.
Yeah. And I think it's very generous. I was looking at your website that you give $100 off to military personnel and being retired from the Air Force. I think that's extremely generous. Why did you give the discount to the military?
Well, we really like military personnel and police officers and anyone who's involved in law enforcement and first responders. We feel that they've made sacrifices beyond the call of duty, and we really just want to do something to, you know, make it a little bit less expensive for them. So we have really, we're really, you know, excited to help members of those groups, particularly, and because of the sacrifices they've made, and we continue to do that. We're working on we're doing a pilot program with the police department down south, which is going very well on treating PTSD symptoms, which are the component parts of the things that we treat, depression, anxiety, and insomnia, and helping manage stress in this particular department. And it's going very well. We're going to have published data probably in the next 3 or 4 months. But it's going to be very exciting because at least, you know, then we'll be able to have a study that shows this specific population and how the device can help them. So we're very excited about that. We feel that, you know, not only that this should also be used in jails and prisons to help treat mental health symptoms, which is one of the largest problems that mm-hmm. exists. Many of the prisons and jails in this country have been turned into essentially mental health institutions because they're not public institutions to take care of people. So that's something that remains rather untreated, and we're hoping that to go in that fashion and also have these devices used to manage stress for corrections officers as well.
Well, I love that you brought it up about the prison system, the jail system, because, you know, I've known people who've gone into jail, they've made mistakes, they've got addicted to drugs, they got caught, they got put in prison or jail, and they've come out changed. And it's not a positive to hit change. They've come out bitter. They've come out broken. So something like this, if it could help them be better people, and we could keep people out of jail, this would be really great. Tell me how the device works, Chip.
Sure. Well, it basically works on a very mild form for alternating current. It's 1 to 4 milliamps. And there are three frequencies there are very special frequencies that we use to make it work. The first is a very high carrier frequency of about 15,000 hertz, which it's called a carrier frequency. And basically that allows us to pierce the skull and bone matter without a lot of amplitude. You know, people say, well, how can something like this work if it's so non-invasive? And the answer is it's really the frequencies that we use. So the highest one allows us to get a very small amount of electricity into the brain. We have a modulating frequency of about 500 hertz, which basically cuts the physiological aspect in half. So even if you're using it at the highest level, you might at worst, you know, see some slight flashing lights and a little bit, tiny bit of tingling on the scalp, but not much. Mm-hmm. And then the body's influence between about 0 to 100 hertz, different frequencies in that range will do different things to the body. And the one that we chose is the one around 15 hertz that actually helps stimulate key neurotransmitters like the ones that I mentioned, beta endorphin, serotonin, and dopamine, and then, of course, lowering cortisol, the stress hormone. So that's essentially the method of action. Now, during the course of a 20-minute period, what we're doing with alternating current is you're stimulating activity, and then the device shuts off. You can't see it. It's happening 60,000 times in a, mm-hmm. in a one-minute period. See the flashing lights on the device. So it's stimulating. There's stimulation, reaction. It's a building block effect, which no other device really does. This is the only transcranial device on the market. You'll see competing devices that use patches and ear clips, but they're really not anywhere near as effective as ours because they're not really reaching very deeply into the brain. Mm-hmm. Ours has been measured in a study at Harvard, reaching as deep as the basal ganglia, which is about as deep as you can go. So anyway, that's the method of action. Mm. That we're using specific frequencies and creating a building block experience that creates a state of calm in the course of the 20-minute treatment. And then, of course, you have a reaction afterwards as well. Mm-hmm. But if you use it twice a day consistently for 20 minutes each session, separated by 6 hours, that's ideal. And then on a maintenance basis after that.
Yeah. For the audience benefit, I think most people know what serotonin is and cortisol, but could you give a brief description of both?
Sure. Well, serotonin is the hormone that is related to sleep, and dopamine is a neurotransmitter that's related to mood. So those are the two key ones that are targeted in pharmaceutical interventions. Mm-hmm. And then cortisol is the stress hormone, and that's something that you want to lower because as your stress goes up, your cortisol levels go up, and it can affect both your mood and your sleep.
Yeah.
And high level of stress is someone who is, you know, has post-traumatic stress disorder, I mean, which sadly in this most recent tragedy in Florida, mm-hmm. we're actually trying to work with some parent groups there, hopefully to help, you know, get our devices down there as quickly as possible, because there's, the recovery in an environment like that is going to be slow and difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know cortisol can put weight on you. I was starting to say that. It's amazing. So if somebody wants to buy this device, does insurance cover it? I mean, how can they buy it?
Sure. Well, a lot of the there are some larger insurance companies that are covering it. UnitedHealthcare does, Aetna, I believe, does as well. We have a number of the Blues that cover it. It's sort of hit or miss with them, but many times they do. It's not covered by Medicare or Medicaid, except by Medicaid in Maine. That's our first Medicaid state. So if you have listeners who are in Maine, it's available now, and we have a special site, which is maincare.info, maincare.info, specifically for Maine. And then we hope that more insurance companies will cover it over time, but we, we have a 30-day return policy. So if it's not covered, then someone can buy it with the security that they can return it.
Yeah, and that's got to give them hope and also confidence because if they think it doesn't work, they can return it. But you said you have a high rate of people keeping it. So I know people are always busy and they don't want to slow down. That's just American lifestyle, unfortunately. If somebody's wearing this, do they have to sit very still? Can they move around? Can they do other things?
No, you can do anything you want. You can use it while you drive. You can maybe
Wow.
do, read a book. You can watch TV. Anything you want. It's the only thing you don't want to do is jog in a manner, for example, that or do exercise that will dislodge the sponge applicators from the headband. So as long as you're not moving so actively that you dislodge them, you're fine. I mean, I'm actually wearing it right now.
You
It's
are?
morning, and I put it on. Yeah, I'm feeling a little out of sorts, and so I got up and used this morning. I use it 3 or 4 times a week. I don't use it every day now, but it's very you can use it at any time of day or night, and you can do any activity as long as you don't dislodge the applicators.
I'm wishing I had one on now. Yeah, that's wonderful. So, if somebody wants to purchase it, how do they find it? How do they get this device?
Sure. The website is fisherwallace.com. That's one word. There's no hyphenation there. So FisherWallace.com. And that's our main website. And we are on the phone from 10 o'clock in the morning till midnight during the week, Eastern Standard Time. And then we have someone from 12 noon to midnight on Saturday and Sunday answering questions. So anyone can call us and ask questions, and we also have chat online if people have questions, or they can email us. And so our communications are great. We like talking to patients and answering questions and making sure that people understand what we're doing.
Sure. Tell the listeners some of the questions that you get. I'm sure you get some very interesting questions.
We do, yeah. I mean, first of all, people ask, is this safe? And the answer is yes. It's an FDA cleared device. It's been on the market since 1991. We have a very good track record, and we manufacture these at a very fine plant in on the East Coast, which has very high manufacturing standards. So we're very dedicated to producing a very high quality product. And standing behind it, so it's safe. And then I think a lot of people's questions. Next question is it efficacious? And the answer is very much so. We've been selling these for quite some time, with a return policy. And if majority of patients were not satisfied, we wouldn't be able to stay in business. So it's quite efficacious. The FDA is now moving the device to Class 2 from Class 3, which is full approval. We've been able to market it, under Class 3 for the last 30, almost 30 years. And now they're moving it to a higher classification level, which it is in Europe. It's a Class 2 device all over the world, including Europe, Mexico, Canada, and Brazil. So that's very refreshing, and that will hopefully lead to more insurance reimbursability, and really, take us to the next level in terms of the volume of devices that we can sell. So that's very exciting. We really just like to help more and more people.
Yeah, that's exciting. I mean, if you weren't doing great, you wouldn't be growing. And I bet that some of the people that return it are not properly using it, or they're just giving up too soon, because that's what happens. A lot of times people will not stay through the duration. So I'm sure the people returning it are probably just not hanging in there or properly following the directions.
It may be in some cases, and in some cases, it for the last say 10 or 15% of patients, it may not work. It's very hard to have a therapy that works for every single patient, but our success rate is so high that number is relatively small. But we do everything we can to encourage people to use it actively for 30 days, and then in some cases, if someone's been ill or they feel they haven't given it a shot, then we give them an extension of 30 days, another 30 days on the trial. But if we like to encourage people to really give it a shot when they have it for the first month, because that gives them the sense that they've really used it, and then it either works or doesn't work for them. But we like to work with patients, in that way, and that's why we have such good communication by phone and email.
Yeah. So you mentioned on your website that people can use PayPal credit to finance the purchase of the device.
That's correct. Yes, and we have another company, I believe it's called Care Credit, now that we've established that serves about 7 million consumers. So that's been great as well. So we have another form of payment, and there are a lot of company payment plans that will actually cover medical devices. So one should just investigate one's coverage, company coverage, because a lot of the times the device can be covered.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Because I'm sure some, we have people make all different levels of, money and such. And I'm sure there's people that really would like to have it, and they're trying to figure out, how can I afford it? How can I get it? Yeah. So also on your website, I saw that, you have a step one, find out if you qualify to use the device, and you say answer a few simple questions here. What are those questions that you asked in that step one?
Sure. Well, it's mostly about whether you have an implant or a heart monitor, things like that. They're very simple questions which go through a psychologist. So if you don't want to go directly to your doctor, if the questions are answered and you pay a fee of $18, then that's considered a healthcare authorization, which is what we need to have on file, that someone's reviewed these questions and they're very basic. And then we can ship the device. So if you can go to a doctor or anyone who's licensed for healthcare and get it and have them fill out the permission letter, or you can do it online. So it's a very simple group of questions.
Yeah. So has it been you or your team that's been featured on CBS, Forbes, Fox News, the Boston Globe, and the Atlantic?
Mostly me, but on occasion other members of the team as well. We have a lot of doctors who've appeared on these various shows to talk about the device. I mean, it's better, obviously it's better to hear from them than the owner of the company. So, but, and often I've been on as well, sort of as a team, but these are practitioners who really just come to us because they're very excited about what we're doing, and they're not compensated by us. Some of them are on our medical advisory board, others are not, but none of them own stock. They just like what we're doing, and they're very enthusiastic about, the way that we've helped people and made this available.
So how are you getting hold of medical professionals or mental health professionals to let them know about the device?
Well, we do a lot of emailing, and we also do a lot of mailing to, card mailing to physicians, telling them about what we're doing. So that's been very successful. And we advertise broadly on the internet. So we do a lot of Google advertising and Facebook as well, and that tends to, people are looking for solutions, and that's how they find us for the most part. And then word of mouth, and we have a Twitter account, and we tweet, information about our device. The Twitter account is Fisher Wallace, hashtag Fisher Wallace. So a lot of people follow us, and we post information all the time about ourselves, but mostly about, mental health issues. So,
Yeah,
which has been interesting,
I'd
more of
say
a
so.
informational site.
I'm sorry, I talked over you, but I'd say so. On LinkedIn, you have over 7,000 followers, and that says something, doesn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's really, we're really connected with quite a few people, and in the psychiatric community, and also in mental health research and advocacy. So it's a pretty big field. It really, there are quite a few people in this area, and it continues to grow as the interest grows. And it's disaster is the catalyst for change. I'm sorry that, the events of the last weeks or months have been the only thing that could draw attention to this, but, whatever it takes, for the mm-hmm. country to really understand that mental health treatment is as key as anything else, as going to the dentist or having your heart rate checked and things mm-hmm. like that. And so hopefully it will come to the fore. It's been suppressed, over the years, and unlike in other countries where I think it's taken more seriously. But I think we're moving in the right direction. And I think the government is really trying to, take this up as an initiative, as well as the treatment of opioid addiction.
Yeah, it's a real big situation. And I've met people who've been addicted to pain medicine and opioids. So I do hope people look into your device. What's the next step after this? Where are you going with this process and this device?
Sure. Well, we'd like to have insurance companies cover it, which will make it much easier for people to acquire it. And then the next step also is to get more approvals overseas, as well as having Medicaid states cover it.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those are really key, and we're working very hard on that. So it's really just a matter of time before this sort of device has a greater level of acceptance.
Okay. Now, are you traveling and taking this device and teaching people and consulting? How are you getting the word out that way?
Yes, I go to conferences all the time, and I'm on the phone, constantly with practitioners who have questions about what we're doing, how the device works, how can we get them to patients. We're also working with clinics. We've worked with a couple of rural clinics in different parts of the country, in Appalachia, and made devices available at a lower cost, here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Get a couple of them to them to use in a clinic when they don't have a lot of money. And so, we are also doing work overseas with victims of. We're actually doing something very interesting now. We're working with a clinic in Maine that treats survivors of sex trafficking,
mm-hmm.
which is a very compromised population. We've been able to have great success with. We have a lot of patients who've actually used this who were abused psychologically or sexually as children, and have not really been able to sleep and function because it was such a profound change in the brain structure. One patient described her left brain as having actually really sort of shut down until she discovered the device, and it really restored her sleep and her mood. So we like working with compromised populations because these are real challenges, and the device has an effect on really severely impaired patients in many situations. So we open ourselves up to working with groups that are helping to treat patients who have really severe problems, which is a challenge. And in many cases, we've met with success in using this because it's non-invasive and it's very, it is going very deeply into the brain and helping to trigger things that may or may not be functioning.
Yeah. And human trafficking is a big thing right now. I mean, it's always been important, trying to help these people. I know recently I was reached out by a big consulting firm to find out if I knew of a consultant that dealt with human trafficking to help them. And I did find a couple people. So it is a big problem. And we just have a lot of diversity going on right now. I was reading the other day about hate crimes or hate groups increasing by 20%. So those kind of people that are really just dysfunctional, they can really harm people. They can bully those people. They can cause so much mental harm. And it's good to know that we have resources out there that can help us. Well, what did I not cover? What did I not ask you yet that you'd like to talk about, Chip?
Well, I think the only other area that we didn't cover is that the device can be used also on the body as a TENS device to treat, chronic pain. So you can use it to treat back and neck pain and also limb pain. We've also used it topically on the body for amputees to treat something called phantom limb syndrome. And which is where you feel the limb even though it's been amputated. Mm-hmm. So there's a way to use the device that way, and also to treat gout, which is a real problem. It can be used topically as opposed to pharmaceutical intervention to break up the sugar crystals in the extremities, especially mm-hmm. the foot or the toe. So those are ways that we've used it. So the chronic pain aspect is actually very is becoming a bigger part of our business. So I think that's the only thing that we didn't touch on, and very excited to have been able to tell you our story today.
Yeah. Did I see something on neuropathy?
Yes, we've had success with diabetic neuropathy,
mm-hmm.
Using it transcranially. So that is actually in our pain manual. It appears to suppress shingles as well.
Wow, because I understand that's very painful. Mm-hmm.
It is extremely painful. Yeah, and that's really a stress-related disease in many cases.
Yeah, wow. No. This almost sounds like a panacea cure-all.
Thank you. Well, it's not. I mean, I wouldn't call it that, but, there are things that we remain out there that we've explored or we have older research on. So, but really what we're focused on is treating psychiatric symptoms, depression, anxiety, and insomnia. That's the majority of our business. And these other benefits are disorders that may be stress related that are related to the things that we're treating and the neurotransmitters that we're either stimulating or suppressing. So those are the connections, and these are not, it's not far fetched. Mm-hmm. They just have to be part of the whole mind body connection. So, so it's been very satisfying, to treat both psychiatric symptoms and then have some of these other areas, ameliorate as well.
Yeah. It's got to feel good. I mean, when you're out there doing advocacy and helping people to feel better, then they're more productive, they're happier, their families are happy. Oh my goodness, what a great idea. So I'm so glad.
Right, and the device can also be used, by multiple family members. So
it
can be shared, and we often have that. I mean, if you have someone who's, come back from war and they're stressed, then their family members are stressed as well. So mm-hmm. everyone sort of benefits from that.
Well, I heard the joke that somebody wanted to staple it to someone's head to wear all the time. And I laugh when I heard that. I'm like, well, wouldn't it be wonderful to feel good all the time? Wouldn't it be wonderful?
Right.
Yeah. So this has been a wonderful conversation, very interesting. And for our listeners, I'm going to repeat the website. It's FisherWallace, that's with two L's, .com. Please reach out, ask questions, and I will have this information on my website, on Blog Talk Radio, and a little bio on Chip Fisher. Chip, any last words for the audience?
That's it. We look forward to hearing from anyone at any time. We love answering questions and talking about the device, and we hope everyone will look on the site and spend some time on it because there's tons of information about what we've done, and there are lots of testimonials of people who've had different issues treated with a device, and please, by all means, contact us anytime. We really enjoy speaking to patients and letting them understand what we're doing and how this can be beneficial to them.
And you have a lot of testimonials. Yes, you're welcome. I'm so happy to have you on. Yes. Did I see over 500 testimonials?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yeah, we have actually quite a few more. We just don't really have the space. But it's enough to read. I think when people get down to, the first 30 or 40, that they kind of see that there's been a lot of success here.
I agree.
Quite a few.
I agree.
Thank you for having me on the show. This is really terrific, Dawn. I'm so pleased.
My pleasure. My pleasure,
really
Chip. And you probably have taught our listeners something that they've never heard of. This is just fantastic. So I wish you the best, your company. I know we'll stay in touch. I might run into you at a conference or something like that, because I go to different conferences too. To the audience, Thank you for listening and stay empowered. And check out FisherWallace.com. And you can also ask questions through the website. Everyone have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Empowered Whistleblower. As your host, I will continue to bring in the best experts to share their knowledge and empower our listeners. Nobody has to feel like a victim. There are solutions to bullying and discrimination. Everyone deserves to be treated with respect and dignity. All our future shows will offer practical guidance so that anyone can choose to stand up to bullying and discrimination. You deserve to be happy, and life is all about choices. I always welcome comments and suggestions for new shows. Please comment and share your ideas, and be sure to come back for more inspiration and empowerment. I am Dawn Marie Westmoreland signing off and wishing you much happiness and empowerment in your day.